Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me.
It's Ann Wilson bringing us back. That one half of the Wilson sisters, that's Nancy on guitar behind you. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. He's VP with Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I encourage you to check them out, use them to your advantage. You can learn a lot when you go there. You can find out what the government is up to, thanks to the hard work and excellent reporting of Wayne and his peers there. Wayne, folks, Wayne's explaining to us about this concept of guidance by the executive branch of the government. And I say that rather than saying Obama, because it's not just Obama. It's the any president's going to do it. If I were president, I'd probably do it. But he calls it regulatory dark matter. And this is essentially a variation on executive orders, isn't it?
You know, Congress is supposed to make the laws, and the president is just supposed to enforce them, although we've had problems with that, too. But here, it's the agencies doing their own regulation without going through the normal notice and comment, without getting authorization from Congress. So it's like an executive order in a way. And interestingly enough, Obama was charged, since he said he was going to use the pen and phone, he was going to go around Congress, he was very, very explicit about it. But it wasn't executive orders so much that he did it with. I noticed that he was using memoranda, so-called, to do these things and to direct agencies to take certain actions. And you and I talked before about his directives to government contractors on family leave issues, pay issues, whistleblower issues, just a number of things that to me looked like new kinds of mandates that we're going to seek from the government contractors out to other areas.
And isn't all of this essentially government bullying?
Well, in
isn't
my
that
view,
what
it
is? Isn't it just a shakedown like the local mob shaking down people, or else, you know, pay
sure
up or
I mean,
pay up
it,
or else? What's the difference in this thing, some of the things that you've been reporting on, and what the mob does to local businesses?
Well, there's nothing. You and I have talked about it. We don't have time for to go into the philosophy of it, but business does not exist just to harm people. Business exists to serve people, and there are a lot of disciplinary forces that make companies behave in a free market system.
That's right. That's right.
And I think we've undermined a lot of those with a lot of ridiculous regulations that try to take the place of that important market function.
So what's the news on water?
The bad news is there are 30 times more regulations than laws, and the worst news is that there are thousands more guidances on top of all of that.
Right.
And nobody's inventoried it very well, although I have started and have done the preliminary inventory.
Nobody's done
but
more than, other than you have. Nobody's done more than you. Tell us about the water issue.
Oh. I thought it was very, very interesting when I started, I was doing 10,000 commandments, looking at rules, and I was realizing that there were all of these areas where regulation was happening and it wasn't being counted because it wasn't being classified as a rule. And the waters thing just struck me because everyone was talking about the Waters of the United States rule that was directing, basically regulating ditches on farms and what kind of EPA permits.
He's not, folks, that's not hyperbole.
No, it's not. But what shocked me was that started out as guidance. That was not even a law and not even a regulation. Everybody assumed it was a regulation, but it was a guidance from the EPA. They did end up soliciting comments like a normal rule, but this was an example where even the New York Times did an expose saying that the EPA had cheerleaded and ginned up outside groups, environmental groups and all, to write in favor of the rule. So it was lobbying in favor of its own rule. So in all those ways, and especially with the financial sector, and now after the net neutrality rule and FCC, from the FCC, the FCC is just going to run telecommunications by guidance now. They say if you want to invest in infrastructure, you need to check with us first. So guidance is just creating this mother may I culture where you talk about a 2% growth rate. It's try 0.2 of a percent.
I've talked about this net neutrality thing, this FCC thing, significantly on the show. Mm-hmm. I've been warning people about it, and now it's coming to pass.
Well, I think it's going to be worse than anybody thinks because it will end up ensnaring the content providers and the app providers too, because those guys get big also. Right. They exercise market power.
Yeah, that's exactly
the way
right.
These things work out.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
It is CEI.org. And don't be pessimistic, because I think we still are going to get out of this. We can talk about that on another show.
We'll have to work. I'm still shooting for sunsetting, though. That's my
yeah,
goal.
Me too. Absolutely.
We're going to sunset. Yeah. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you Wayne would keep us better informed than he always does. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. That's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.